Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through this week's reading from our Bible reading plan that we're going through as a church this year. You can find that plan at firstfamily.church/resources. Every week I bring on someone from our leadership to chat with about our reading plan. And this week I have one of our interns, Brian Vandevorde, is here with us this week. Hi. Excited to have Brian with us. And if you haven't met Brian, he's got a really cool story. He got saved, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
And he got saved, got baptized at Easter. And then the next Easter, this last Easter, he was baptizing someone he led to Christ. Just such a cool story. So if you ever get a chance to get to know Brian, meet Brian, get to know him. He's a great dude. So he's going to share with us something from God's Word.
Today's emphasis, I'm going to be focusing on the two psalms in the reading plan, Psalm 47 and then mainly Psalm 119. So both of these are psalms of praise, but we see specifically in Psalm 119 that it gives a lot of praise for God's word, for God's decrees, God's declarations. And in fact, it uses the word 24 times. And we see that oftentimes I found for myself, right, we tend to give praise for a lot of things, but at times we tend to take for granted the blessing of God's word that we have. Just the power of it, and then also the power of the Spirit to allow us to be able to comprehend the word itself. So I think Psalm 119 was a good one to just read through and then just be able to just give God thanks for his word and for his decrees that are unchanging, that we can rely on and put our foundation on.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we do this whole podcast, really, is because we're talking through God's word. We're reading through it this year. We want to continue to engage with God's word and devour it and encourage our people to do the same. And it reminds me of a, I don't know if you've ever heard this. I don't know if it's a sermon illustration or a quote. Someone handed you a huge, thick manual and said, this manual contains literally every step you need to make $1 million, to be a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. All you got to do is read through the entire thing. You would devour 100%. That manual. Like, of course I would do that. It's $1 million. I'm $1 billion, whatever. And yet we have something infinitely more valuable, God's word. And yet we spend 5 minutes a day. Yeah. Maybe it's not even every day. Maybe it's, you know, once a week. Maybe it's, I haven't read my Bible in a month. Yeah. We just treat it so flippantly. And you're just, it's just a good challenge for us to consider the value of God's word and the value that God places on it too.
Yeah, because at times, we tend to almost take it for granted. We're like, we have the Bible, but it is the most important piece of literature we have, right? We get the stories of how God has been working, what he did back then, but then more importantly, what he's doing in the present and what he will continue to do in the future.
Was it Spurgeon? I'm sure I'm going to get the wrong theologian, but who said like, visit many books, but live in the Bible or stay in the Bible or something like that. Like you can pop around and read, like there's lots of old theologians, dead theologians, current theologians that have written really good stuff. And that's like, of course, beneficial, but that should never take the place of God's word and just living in it every day.
Yeah.
So church, let's, continue to seek God's word. I hope you're getting in God's word this week, today even. And let's continue to be a people who love God's word, cherish it, and do what it says. So thanks, Brian, for joining us this week on the podcast.
Thank you.
See you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.